Let's welcome in one of the central figures of that NLL championship win for the Roughnecks on the Grey Eagle Resort and Casino guest hotline. Christian DelBianco, in net for the Calgary Roughnecks all year long, joins us right now. Christian, a pleasure to have you on. I've never had an opportunity to chat with you. I've spoken with plenty of your teammates throughout the last couple of years, but an opportunity to chat with you for the first time. First of all, congratulations. How you feeling?
It's pretty awesome, right? It's a pretty crazy feeling. It was seems like it was kind of just yesterday. Hasn't really set in too much yet, but it's exciting stuff, right?
Well, it has only been 6 days, so it's not quite yesterday, but it's still pretty recent. Like, you said that it hasn't sunk in. Like, has it even started to register that, you know, second year in the NLL and you win yourself a championship like that?
Yeah, it was pretty crazy, right? And it's just kind of one of those things when you sit down at the start of a season, that's obviously your end goal. And when you achieve it, it's something that's pretty special, especially when you get to do it with a group like we had, where it's just kind of, there's so much cohesiveness. Everybody was just a giant family, and it was just a bunch of beauties, right? It was a dressing room full of best friends, it seemed like.
So when did you, because, you know, you played with this team and this core group last year as well, but when did you get the feeling that this year and this group might be capable of doing something really special?
I think even for the last couple of years, it's kind of seemed like we've had that team that could kind of pull it off, but it's just about kind of putting it all together, right? Like, obviously we have guys like Curtis Dix and Dane Doby, who are some of the best scorers in the league, right? Who kind of give you a chance to win every game. So I think just once we all started kind of buying in, everything started clicking. It became really clear to everyone, right, that this end goal is really achievable.
How come it was such a cohesive group? How come you guys were such a family and worked as well together as you did?
I think obviously it all starts with that common goal and just everybody having that want and desire to win deep down. But just kind of the stuff in the dressing room, right? There's so many different characters. Not everybody's different, right? But it all kind of just clicked so well. There's so many guys, we'd go out for dinners together. Everybody kind of was talking throughout the week, and it just seemed like we were such a tight-knit group.
Mm-hmm. With Christian DelBianco, goaltender for the Calgary Roughnecks, the NLL champion Calgary Roughnecks. So take us back to Saturday night and just before the game. You know, you knew there was going to be a jam-packed crowd, 17,000 people in that building on Saturday. Take us back to the anticipation level and your nerves and how you felt going into the game.
It's crazy, right? So obviously it's exciting. We get to play in front of in my opinion, and I think a lot of people's opinions, the best fans in the league in the Saddle Dome, and just knowing how packed it was and knowing what was at stake, that's something when you're a kid, that's what you dream about, right? So when you're 12 years old, I think Dane kind of said this after the game, is that's what you're pretending to do in your backyard, right? Playing against your older brothers and kind of joking around, and we had an opportunity to go do it. So it was something pretty special for all of us.
What was that atmosphere like to play in?
Insane. It's crazy, right? So personally for me, it kind of, you just black out when you go out there and you see kind of even in that third deck in the Saddle Dome packed up, pretty historic building. It's just such a treat to see.
So you, because I got to be honest with you, you know, talking to your teammates all year long and people, I'm not quite sure this guy's got a pulse. Because you're able to block things out and focus in on the task at hand regardless of what's happening, whether it was that jam-packed crowd in Buffalo or the crowd in Calgary on Saturday. What allows you to block all that out and not allow the noise and all the distractions to get to you?
I think the big thing with that is just focusing on what you control, right? So something that kind of my dad had put in my head early on, my brother was also a goalie growing up, it's just kind of once the ball's in the net, you don't control that anymore, right? So you focus on the next task at hand. With that being said, a couple of guys on the team were saying after the game, they don't know if they've ever quite seen me smile that much during a game just because how much fun we were having out there and how crazy back and forth it was. So it was special to be a part of. It was a really fun game to be in, but I think just kind of knowing that sometimes you have to kind of just be even keel and stick to the game plan.
I got to ask you, because they score that game-tying goal in the final 30 seconds to send things to overtime. What goes through your mind as a goalie? Obviously, you don't want to let that in, and now you're going to overtime. They get the first couple possessions of the overtime frame. What's going through your head at that point?
I think when you get to that, personally for me, when you get to a point where it's that tight, I think you stop thinking, right? You just start going off instincts, and at the end of the day, if you're so worried about potentially screwing it up, you're probably going to screw it up, right? So the big thing for me personally is just see ball, save ball, and just take it one shot at a time in that situation.
I like see ball, save ball. Is that kind of one of the mottos that you live by?
Yeah, it's one of the simple ones, right? So that's kind of something that Tyler Richards, our back goalie, he's been playing a little bit longer than I have, to say the least, kind of said to me, is it's a pretty simple job we have. It's just save the ball. Doesn't matter how you do it, just see ball, save ball, and the rest is pretty easy.
I like that. Okay, so then what happens? What's your reaction? You're at the other end of the floor when you see that Reese Dutch shot go in.
Absolutely insane. That's definitely a point where I just completely blacked out. I remember Tyler Burden throwing me about 4 feet too high in the air. So, and then just being on the other end of a doggy pile after that. But it was awesome. And there's not enough good things you can say about that guy. Obviously, he went through a little bit there at the start of the year, getting cut from his former team. And luckily for us, landing with us. And it's awesome to see him have a big part in our team's success.
It's Christian DelBianco of the Calgary Roughnecks, their goaltender all year long. Christian, you don't even turn 22 until later on this summer. You just finished your junior A career last year. I know that you've probably been asked about this before, and how are you doing this because you're so young? But have you been able to maybe sit back and reflect and realize that what you've done in your 2 years in the NLL, you don't see that very often at all?
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing that obviously I'm pretty grateful for, but a big thing with that early on with Coach Malofsky is kind of we sat down and I said, I don't want to be held less than because I'm young, right? Like, I want to be treated like another guy on our team. I don't want to have a bigger leash because I'm younger, or say it's okay, you're just not ready yet. And most held me accountable these last 2 years. You know, he really kind of was hard on me when needed, and, you know, it wasn't always kind of sunshine and rainbows. That's part of life. You just kind of, you sit down and you keep working through it when stuff doesn't work out always.
I was talking to Kurt going into the postseason, and, you know, he was going through, we were talking about Dane Doby, actually, and I asked him about how Dane's that old school type of player, didn't go to the NCAA. He came up his entire career in box lacrosse. He said, yeah, Dane's a really old school player, and there's another guy on our team who's a really old school player, and he was talking about you. You and Kurt go way back. You've got a long history with one another going back to your time in Coquitlam. Just tell us a little bit more about your relationship with Coach Malofsky.
So kind of where I first witnessed it, and first for a lot of the guys that I even play against in this league, is the 2010 Minto Cup team in Coquitlam, where Kurt was actually the coach. So I was just a little guy being a ball boy at that point. And then just obviously growing up, watching him in Calgary, and then eventually getting to play for him, you really get to see how much he cares and how much he understands the game when it comes to X's and O's. And the time that guy puts in is just unbelievable. Sometimes it seems like he's doing like 120 hours of film a week, and he has a game plan for every situation. So when you're a player, it makes things really easy, because whenever you have a question, he always has the answer, it seems like.
Mm-hmm. Just a couple more before we let you go. First of all, tell us a little bit more, because you did some pretty cool initiatives in the community. So you partnered up with KidSport this year, and you also did some work with some kids with autism during the season. Tell us a little bit more about both of those things.
Yeah, I mean, I was kind of fortunate to have a really awesome partner in Bill Alston in Sense Consulting. He paired up for the Assist for Kids program, and we were able to obviously raise money for a pretty well-established and unbelievable cause in KidSport Calgary. And then actually this past summer, when we were at the Minto Cup with Coquitlam Junior in Calgary, we met a nice group of kids with AFS Calgary. They do a lot of activities for kids who have autism, and they now have actually started their own lacrosse program, which is pretty awesome. There's some local guys like Adam Shute, Bobby and Jeff Snyder with Elevator helping out. So it's awesome whenever you can be a part of the community that way and be a part of a pretty awesome cause with some pretty awesome people.
And final thought, is this correct? So you win the title on Saturday, and then you were right back to work and renovating houses on Monday?
Yeah, I mean, reality hit me pretty hard when I was jackhammering a slab out of someone's backyard on Monday. But that's life, right? That's life in the NHL. Everybody kind of has their own side things. And you know what? It is what it is for us. And I think most of us wouldn't change it, right? We do like our day jobs, and we're pretty fortunate to get to fly in on weekends and kind of live that lifestyle.
Were you recovered by Monday, though? Or was that still a pretty rough day?
It was a pretty rough Sunday, but I think by Monday I was probably 75% there.
That's good. Congratulations, Christian. That's awesome. Thanks so much for doing this today. Enjoy the off season. Seriously, congratulations on what was an epic NLL championship win last weekend. Thanks for doing this today.
No worries. Thank you very much for having me.
Christian DelBianco of the Calgary Roughnecks, as he has started himself a pretty incredible career as a goaltender in that league. Not even 22 years old. He's already got two full seasons as a starter under his belt, or I guess a year and a half, and an NLL title. He joined us in the Grand Eagle Resort and Casino Cast Hotline. Enjoy live music every Friday and Saturday night at the Stage Bar. Visit GrandEagleResortAndCasino.ca.